The 101's a good aircraft, I'm bound to say that, and I think everybody in Yeovil would agree, the 101's a great aircraft, and the Americans plumped for it. But I'm sure there must have been a lot of anti-feeling in Congress, and certainly even the ordinary people. Why are we buying new aircraft for the president in England when you've got McDonnell Douglas, you've got Boeing, you've got, you know, huge manufacturers that are so huge, their worth is many, many more times the amount of Wessons. But anyway, they were ordinary 101s as a shell, but then all the fittings inside, they were not ordinary at all. It had all sorts of extra gizmos because it was the presidential. Every time that somebody would visit, they'd say, look, we want that changed. We want that changed. And so the thing was going proceeding quite slowly. Their little team people, because they did the shifts with us, you see. So they did earlies and lates exactly like us, and the night shift. And we entertained some of them. It was quite good. We had social do's with them. You'll love this story because we had a skittle night out at Norton Subhampton, I think it was. Yeah, the pub out there. We had a skittle night, and the Americans won. It was quite humiliating. But it was a shame that it got cancelled. Because when Obama became president in 2008, he said, that's it, cancelled. So they still fly around to this day. He's come and gone, Trump's in, and they still fly around in aircraft which are frankly too old. I don't know how they get away with it.